balanced look at today's most important issues. This is InfoTrack. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
A research study found an easy way to boost your well-being and lower your stress. It may be as easy as going outside for a walk or doing some gardening. With the details, InfoTrack reporter Jim Anthony. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us to talk about the study's findings is Colby Parkinson, who helped lead the research while finishing his studies at Oregon State. He's now a doctoral student at Penn State. Your study found a clear link between spending time outdoors and better mental health during COVID. What kinds of things were you measuring and what stood out to you?
We were looking specifically at two kind of measures of time spent outdoors during COVID-19. And so we were looking at the amount of time people were spending and if the amount of time that they spent increased. And so we found that people who spent more number of days outside, they had a higher personal well-being, mental well-being, whereas people who actually increased the amount of time that they spent outside compared to before COVID-19, they had lower perceptions of stress and lower depressive symptoms, kind of suggesting that they could be more like adaptive strategies during, you know, global stressful events.
It's interesting that most people were not hiking mountains or hitting the trails. They were walking around the block or gardening, staying, you know, close to home. Why do you think those everyday outdoor activities made such a big difference?
Part of the study, too, was that we asked people to self-report the most frequent outdoor activity that they were participating in. Now, they might be participating in several others, but you're right. The one that we found was most common was just walking and gardening and what we considered near-home activities. And these were probably really low barrier and really safe activities to do during the pandemic. And so they probably became reliable and trustworthy outlets for people. And it's been found that when you have these really stressful events, it's good to look for like low barrier leisure or outdoor activities to improve your mental health. That's not to say that everyone needs to go out and do some really intense outdoor recreation activity, but it's actually that just having good quality time outdoors in a way that you feel comfortable and safe is probably best.
There were some disconcerting aspects to the study, highlighting significant disparities in outdoor leisure access and participation and engagement, especially among communities of color and those facing financial stress. How did those gaps show up in the data, and what do they tell us?
We kind of ran some differences between people based on demographics. And the biggest difference was comparing based on race. So generally, you know, white and Asian people, they were able to increase their outdoor recreation more than people who identified as Black or African American. Additionally, people of lower household income, they had a harder time finding more time to recreate outdoors. In terms of the effect on mental health, we actually control for that. So basically the effect that we observed is trying to account for those different rates and participation based on those different groups. But it does mean that if you were looking for ways to increase outdoor participation, it would make sense to focus on communities that might have either fewer resources or focus on more disenfranchised communities that could probably benefit not only from having more participation outdoors, but also benefit because there's broader research, other research that showed that generally these communities were harder hit by COVID-19, both including by death and then also including kind of those rollover effects such as, you know, negative mental health consequences and things of that nature.
You and your colleagues also described outdoor time as a kind of quote unquote behavioral medicine. That's a powerful idea. What does that mean in practice?
There's a really big growing movement to consider outdoor areas, green spaces as public health infrastructure. And so I think we definitely put our research in this case in that realm. And there's a lot of ways that you can look at that. Some people who are maybe more traditional psychologists do Nature RX, where they literally prescribe spending time outdoors to people who are having negative mental health outcomes or things of that nature. In our case, we're approaching it more from like a public health perspective. And so the idea is that if we can observe that increased engagement in the outdoors or frequent engagement in the outdoors is associated with these different health outcomes, then you can show that just like how there have been campaigns to promote physical activity in particular, which outdoor recreation can be associated with, you could start to think about campaigns that could promote engaging in outdoors as a mental health benefit, again, particularly in the case of our study during really stressful events.
Even if it just means going outside just to get some fresh air, right? And kind of clear your mind.
Certainly, yeah. There's a lot of evidence, even really simple stuff during COVID and in other contexts. There's these ideas that if you just even have a window that has more green views, they've shown that that can improve your mental health. And we're just at the beginning of figuring out what are those processes that lead to that. But right now, we're just building an evidence base that's suggesting that this is a phenomenon that's occurring. And certainly, it doesn't need to be anything that's a high barrier or difficult to do. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that some of those just really safe, basic outdoor activities are great for people. And even just having basic access, there's ideas of like the 330-300 rule, basically the idea that you should always be able to see vegetation, you should always be able to be near vegetation, you should always be able to access public green space.
And that's key for the benefit of our mental health.
Exactly. And that's kind of a shorthand approach to how you can begin to manage at least urban environments. It's going to be a little bit different in more sparsely populated places. It's kind of a strategic approach to measuring, like, is my community or where I'm living, does it have adequate access to green space? And therefore, would it be, you know, a place that would be promoting health for myself?
One thing I found hopeful in your findings was that people who adapted during the pandemic, maybe by walking at different times or finding new places to go, were able to stay active. What can cities or communities do to support that kind of flexibility?
We did another study with the same sample, looking at these, what we call adaptive mechanisms. So these different approaches that people might take during COVID-19. And we were seeing how did they affect people's engagement rate, kind of under the idea that if we're also showing that engagement rate is going to have positive effects on mental health, then it'd be good to understand what was allowing people during this really stressful time and during a time when there may be different regulations and different health and safety concerns to get outdoors still. And what we observed was that individual adaptation strategies, so people just simply changing the times to be more convenient or people going places that might be closer to home, they had increased outdoor recreation engagement. And so there's been a lot of focus, and I think for good reason, on increasing access alone. So just increasing the number of green spaces. But I think what our study was trying to articulate is that you also need to focus on the individual. And so you could do not only structural campaigns or structural efforts to increase access, but also try to think about what are ways that you can do public health campaigns that get at people's sense of self and sense of values. So how can you start encouraging people to have individual strategies that allow them to engage in the outdoors? And so that could be during COVID-19, for example, encouraging or providing information on when are the safest times to go to an outdoor space because it's lower visitation, or when are the most convenient times to go for people, kind of analyzing that and then making your space definitely open at that time, or trying to increase access to resource management that way. So focusing not just on can people have a public or easy to access green space, but can they also be able to navigate their personal challenges to successfully get there? And so I think it's focusing on both and promoting that people should take time and think about the strategies that are effective for them to get outdoors.
It's a fascinating study. Colby Parkinson, thanks for sharing your expertise.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Jim.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.